Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Dre Black, and I am so excited because this morning we have Courtney Richards of Inside Out with Courtney. And I am so pleased to have her on. We're going to be talking about how she found her purpose and her identity in Christ. Welcome, Ms. Richards. How are you? Hello? Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing great, and yourself?
I am doing awesome. I'm so glad to be on.
And we're glad to have you on here. And if there's a little bit about yourself before we begin.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I am Courtney Richards of Inside Out with Courtney, founder of Inside Out with Courtney, which is a women's ministry that is designed to help women to just basically grow in their walk with the Lord. It's kind of like a virtual discipleship that I do and just reach women all over, however the Lord leads me. I have been blogging since 2011, and so basically I blog. I'm an author now of the new book, Identified, Knowing Who You Are in Christ and Moving Forward in Your Purpose. And there's a new study guide that's coming out in June this year, 2017, and that I'm excited about. And I'm also a speaker as well. So that's who I am.
Okay, and good. And we really are excited to have her on this show because, you know, women from all walks of life, you know, really find their identity in God. And I want to just tell the listeners, how did you find the path to either centering your life around Christ?
Okay, you broke up just a little bit. It's a bad reception.
Okay.
We're getting a little bit.
Okay, so how did you find your path to centering your life around Christ?
Okay, if I'm understanding it a little bit, because like it broke up a little bit, how did I caught it. Can you say that one more time?
Okay, can you hear me now? I'm sorry for the bad connection.
Yes.
No,
that's
the question
okay. I can
was,
hear much better now.
Okay, how did you find the path to centering your life around Christ?
Well, I would have to say along that path, it started when I was 15 years old. Of course, you know, as a teenager, you're just getting into, you know, learning about God. And, you know, life circumstances, basically, I had a very tough situation that happened in my life that helped me to actually come to the Lord at that time. And over time, I started getting into the Word. I kind of grew up in it because my grandmother is really what, you know, who set the foundation for me. My mom, you know, she took us to church as well. So as a teenager, I got into it, you know, got baptized and stuff. But then, of course, life takes on, you know, and you go to college and do life and all of that, get wrapped up in all kinds of things in my young adult life. But eventually, I ended up getting back to the things of God, rededicated my life again as a young adult when I was in my early 20s and really got active in ministry and really took it on really seriously at that point in my young adult life. I began to, with all the issues and problems and things like that that were going on as, you know, young adults experience, it drew me closer to him, and I've been with him ever since. So it's been over 20 years.
Okay, that's beautiful, because I know a lot of times as, you know, women of faith and Christians, we all have a path and we all have a way of knowing, okay, well, Lord, I need you, and Lord, I know that you're the only thing that I need, and so that is a beautiful way of how you structured your life around God. And just typically, at what point in your walk with Christ did you find the need to be identified in him?
Well, identified in him, I believe that happens once we come to Christ, as Ephesians 1:13 tells us, you know, once you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. And so that's actually a theme from the book as well. So once we accept Christ, we have, you know, the Holy Spirit living within us, and he leads and guides us through that into all truth as we do the Christian life. And so it's at that point when you accept him and when you believe in him is when I'm identified in him.
Okay, and that's beautiful because I know a lot of times we all, you know, have different pathways to where we find that, okay, well, we have to do this, that, and the third. And, you know, that was a nice way of putting it and everything like that because we all come from this different backgrounds but leading to the same source, which mm-hmm. is Christ. And I know that we all,
right.
you know, as women have a purpose in God. At what time did you mm-hmm. find your purpose in God?
I found it, I believe, when I felt like I needed to, because I was in college and I had about five different majors, and I was claiming to be Christian, wasn't 100% living it like I should have as I'm doing right now, thank God, but I was trying to find what my purpose was. You know, there were so many different things, so many different ways I was trying to go until the Lord, you know, placed it on my heart for women. You know, to help women. And so at first I thought it was like a natural way, just kind of helping them dress nice and get ready for professional life and all that kind of stuff. But then the Lord was showing me, no, it's deeper than that. I'm calling you to women, to help women to have a life with me and to grow in discipleship with me. And so that's when I was like, okay, well, seminary came up. And so from there, because I had prayed the prayer, I was like, Lord, what's my purpose? You know, after you're searching and seeking and trying to find, he finally revealed that to me, and so that's when I started training for women's ministry, and I've been in it now, I'd have to say maybe about 10 years now. I've been in ministry a long time, but going into, like, blogging and writing and speaking and all of that stuff, the speaking part just kicked off, but all of that's a part of the purpose. The writing and the speaking is all a part of my purpose, so I've been very active in ministry for a very long time, but just, you know, all the training. I've been in training for about 8 years for it, and so now it's on. Here I am. I'm walking in my purpose now. It's awesome.
That's beautiful because I know that you and I connected through Kia Stevens through a bloggers network, Women of Color. And when I seen your blog, I was like, okay, well, this is fresh and it's new, and I wanted to know more about mm-hmm. you and what, you know, God had on your heart to tell women. And when I looked at your approach and how loving that you teach women about, okay, well, how to mm-hmm. get through the different seasons and their walk with God and the life issues mm-hmm. that they face, and I think that you do it so beautifully. And
awesome.
Just the impact that you do have on women, and I even got hooked. I got hooked, and I'm always waiting.
Yay!
I'm always waiting for your posts, and I know that, okay, we're in different time zones because you're in Houston. I mean, you're in Texas, and I'm in California, and I'm like, okay, well, he's
right.
going to drop it at 7:30. And so it's such good nuggets that you do place in every, you know, post, and that, you know, I take everything out, and I'm always, you know, let me get pen and paper so if I do face these challenges, you know, in my life, I'll know how to, you know, maneuver through them in God and prayer and everything of that.
Yeah.
So I do thank you for that. I thank you for just, you know, being a blessing to other women and also to myself. And I also wanted to know, like, when you found your purpose, how long did it take you to take action in, you know, evolving into that?
It takes a lot of training, you know. It took a lot of training. It took years. Like I said, I was in an 8-year of training and became a licensed minister after 5. And basically, when the Lord said, the Holy Spirit was like, okay, it's time to go. It's time to actively move into it full time. And so so I would say within 8 years, it took me a lot. Like I said, that training period actually helped me. And I will say this, in the midst of that training, God had to teach me character, you know, because a lot of times we get involved in our purpose and in ministry and doing what God's called us to do and whatever, you know, facet or whatever way that looks like. But God was showing me that, okay, that's great. We got purpose and everything like that. But with that purpose, you're going to have character. So within that time frame, God was training me for that as well, to be able to love and be patient and have self-control and be humble in the process. And so many things that come with that, with the Galatians, you know, 5:22 and 23, and then also integrity. So purpose with character is, I think, really, really big for us as Christian women, you know, Christian men as well that, you know, are in this as well. But for women, I mean, yeah, we have to know how to handle ourselves and also handle people in the midst as we carry out the purpose that God had for us. So that was also a part of my training. And when it was time, when God saw fit that it was time, and I had what I needed, it was like go time. It was like, okay, it's time. By faith, walk it out. Let's go. Let's step out of the boat and trust me and just keep your eyes on me, and we're going to do this together. So, yeah, that's how it kind of went.
Yes, and I've been reading it up on your book, Identified, and just mm-hmm. reading it made me want to order it, and I'm in the process of doing that now because I always want to associate myself with, you know, Goodreads, and not just Goodreads, but a story behind a book. So can you tell us a little bit more about your book?
Okay, sure. The book Identified, it's basically just owning who you are. It's like a declaration. You know, I am identified in Christ, and also walking in your purpose. But the biggest thing is, first, you have to know who you are in Christ. And if you're kind of not sure who you are, you know, because you're taking on identity in so many other forms, we are definitely facing an identity crisis in the church as well as in the world right now. And so God was showing me that, you know, hey, I was going to write something else, but then God said, no, my people are struggling with who they are. And so he's like, and there's so many people that's doing so many things, and they need to learn how to prepare themselves to be able to walk in their purpose as well. So it was a combination, but the biggest thing is knowing who you are, and that's why it's called Identified, because it's a declaration saying, I know who I am, and I'm not going to be shaken. Nobody or nothing or anything is going to shake me from that because I have the confidence in Christ, knowing who I am. And so after that is, okay, preparation for doing the very thing that you're called to do, and then walking in that very thing. So that's what the book is really about. It just basically equips women to know and own who they are and then walk out their purpose successfully.
Beautiful. And I know that there's, like, even in women ministry, sometimes, you know, outsiders, and what I mean by outsiders, women that doesn't fully know the love and the acceptance of Christ that can have an impact over their mm-hmm. lives if they just accept him wholeheartedly. What advice would you mm-hmm. give to those women out there that are searching for God, but they're scared to dive all the way in?
I would tell them, don't be afraid. That's what he says so many times in the Bible, you know, over 365 times in the Bible, fear not. You know, don't be discouraged. Hey, I'm here. I'm here with you. And so that's what I would encourage them. Don't be afraid. He loves you. He wants the best for you. He has a great plan for your life. It takes trust. You know, it takes stepping out in faith and just knowing that that he cares, knowing that you are his, that you are a child of God, and that you are his workmanship. You are his masterpiece. He did create you for good works. And so so that's what I will tell him. He loves you, and step out there. Let's get to it. You know, let's do this thing. That's what I would say.
Yes, and we always know that. Yeah, we always know that the journey, it's always long, and sometimes it gets tiresome. But how do you mm-hmm. break forth if you have days that you feel like, okay, well, Lord, I need a refreshing. Like, what do you do to restruct your purpose in God? Yeah,
I like to take long rides. I like to take long drives because that gives me a chance to refresh and reflect and pray, and just talk to God, you know, just that place of solitude in the car, and just take a long drive just to basically just kind of rethink some things and seek his will. That's the biggest thing, is really seeking not so much as what I want to do, but, Lord, you know where your daughters are. I always pray that. I say, Lord, you know where your daughters are. I do not. Please show me where they are. Even when I write blog posts or when I do articles, I'm seeking God for his wisdom because he knows, you know, even for women that are listening to this, he knows what you need to write. He knows what you need to say. He knows what you need to do. It's his purpose. It's his will for your life. And so as long as we just stay focused on him, and whether that is turning the television off and just turning off the internet, like I have do not disturb on my phone sometimes, to just reconnect with God and get back focused and you know, seek him for what he wants to do in the earth, we have to do that. And whatever that looks like for each of us, we need to just go ahead and do that. But to just kind of sit back and and reassess things and make sure that I'm right in line with what he wants to do. Sometimes it takes just getting away. I've done things where I've gone to a hotel when I was writing this book. I'm married with three kids, and my husband gave me that time to be able to go away to actually, and I love that time because I can pray, have my fellowship time with the Lord, walk the hotel floor, I'm talking about in my hotel room, and just pray and really connect with him, and then seek him for what he wants to say. You know, so I was like, then I got back to the computer and it was like, you know, just going away with it and being able to write exactly what God wanted to write. So sometimes it takes just getting away and getting refreshed. And we got to do that sometimes, especially as women who we're very busy and active in our homes as well as in ministry.
I like that because, yeah, we can get so distracted at times. And I love that share. Where can women that are seeking to get your book, where can it be purchased at?
They can get it on my website at insideoutwithcourtney.org, and it's on the identified link. It's right as soon as you click on. And the name, I just want to say this is spelled C-O-U-R-T-N-A-Y-E. It's spelled a little different. My mom was creative. I love that about her. But they can also get it from, I love that. They can also get it from Amazon. They can get it from Barnes & Noble. They can get it online. They can download it on their Kindle, their Nook. And we are in the process of working on getting this book everywhere, all over the globe. So, and that's a process within itself. So, but yeah, they can get it now right at their fingertips, or they can order it and have it come right to their home.
Okay, and I love the because when I'm telling you, when I follow people, I follow them wholeheartedly, not just their blog, but like everything that you do, like from the photo shoot to the, she has shirts that you can wear, and it says identify, because when you feel like your identity is being questioned, you always can go back to the source and go back to God and know that you are of him. And I just love that everything that she does, and it's just not a post. She gives little nuggets and, you know, the things that she does. So this is a very, very highly recommended woman of God. I mean, we are all of his creed, of his descendants and everything like that, but follow her. Yeah. Can we know where to follow you at just so we can stay in tune with what you're doing in Christ?
Yes, definitely. Well, I have a Facebook page, which is Inside Out with Courtney, and they can go and like the page. And I basically just give nuggets throughout the week and, you know, whatever God gives me for the ladies for that week, I post it as he leads. And I post my blog that comes out every Monday at 7:30 a.m. They can get that on the Inside Out with Courtney page as well. But they can also go to the website and get it, and they can subscribe. And so if you subscribe, you'll get it in your email box every Monday, and it'll be there. So if it's a topic that you see like, whoa, I need to read this, then go ahead and click on. Another thing they can do is reach me through Twitter, Inside Out with Courtney. Just do a search and it'll come right up, In Out with Courtney. And I'm also on Instagram, so that's a little mix in there, a little personal as well as ministry within that. And LinkedIn as well, like for speaking opportunities. They can also, for speaking and booking opportunities, they can go on the website for that too. So I'm out there. I'm, you know, all over social media because I know that's a great way to connect globally. So, yeah, connect. Let's do it.
I've always known people to have a beautiful spirit, you know, just by connecting them, because God says, search the spirit by the spirit. And just talking with you, Amen. You know, just gave confirmation, because I'm all like, well, Lord, I don't know what happened, but I just was drawn to, because when Kia, when she, you know, invited me to the group, I'm all like, okay, well, Lord, finally, a place where women of God can connect, can collaborate, without, you know, the cattiness, without all the drama that, you know, life can bring. You know, sometimes it's drama in Christian, you know, circles too, but I'm saying it's just a place where women support each other. And when I find different bloggers.
And there's no comparison.
And it isn't no comparison. And we all have a beautiful heart towards God, but it's always good to admire somebody else too. And always to, you know, see the beauty in what God is doing in their ministry and their lives, and to, you know, just love on their ministry. There's always opportunity to connect. And I am so grateful for, you know, you spending this time with us. Is there any new up-and-coming things that we need to be looking out for that's concerning Ms. Courtney?
Awesome. Yes, actually, I do have a Bible study that's actually coming out in June this year, 2017. And so be on the lookout for it. We're doing the taping. Yeah, I definitely encourage your prayers. We go into taping next month. So it's an eight-week series, eight-week Bible study series. We've already done a test drive for it. I'm in the last week of it tomorrow with a group that I'm doing in my community, group of women that I'm doing in my community, and it's going well, thank God. And so I just encourage everyone to grab that study guide. I already have a lot of people that's interested in getting it already. And so grab it. Use it in your community, in your groups. Do a book club or, you know, host a Bible study. Because I want to say this about this. This is why it's so important. Because God said, go and make disciples. And so through the study guide, it's not just a study guide. You know, it is bringing people. Like, if you can get a group of women and sit at around a coffee table or invite women into your home that's in the community. Don't be afraid. Jesus did that back in the day. The disciples did that back in the day. And I just encourage women to just invite other women, younger or, you know, older, and just come together and do the study so that all of us can grow together. Wherever you are, all over the globe, in California, in Texas, in Alabama, in Louisiana, wherever, in New York, and that we can just know who we are in Christ and begin to do the very thing that God has called us to do, which is fulfill the Great Commission. You know, he said before he left, and he's coming back again, he said, Jesus said, go and make disciples. And so that's what that's all about, discipleship. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That is very, very beautiful. Any future books that we need to be on the lookout for?
Yes. There is one. I'm not able to release it yet because it's in the very infant stages right now. I'm going to be working with an agent. I'm trying to choose to see which one that I can go with. But so keep that lifted in prayer as well. But yes, there is another project that I'm looking to work on, God willing. Amen. So, but that'll come out in just a little while.
Okay. You know, I had to ask, you know, because everything
of
that's
course,
going on
no problem.
Is very good. And you know, women that are listening, please connect with her. You will not be disappointed. She's really, 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 really doing the Great Commission of God. She is reaching women, not just online, but, you know, really in the world. She's grounded in God. She's of God. And she's really persevering and breaking the barriers of, you know, women gearing their hearts back to God. It was such a blessing to talk to you. We have 8 minutes left in the show. If you want to share anything else, please do. And we're not going to conclude yet, but I really want to stress the fact that connect, because we all are doers of the will of God. So connect with Courtney and go to Inside and Out with Courtney.org. She's available on her blog every Monday to read her new blog post at 7:30. And, you know, just follow her, support her, because we all need that support. We all need that push. We all need it. And it's not about popularity, because she is not about that. She's the real deal. And she has a heart after God. You know, she's teachable. She can teach you things. Okay, if you're stagnated in the area of your life, you know, reach out. Because I took a chance and I reached out, and we've never met, but we were in a group. And, you know, she was so beautiful when she said yes. You know, everything that I asked of her, she did it. And, you know, it's people, when you are in ministry, do not be afraid to reach out. Because if you're afraid to reach out, then, you know, you're not going to be answered. And God says that he will give you the desires of your heart. And I've been, you know, seeking and asking God, well, God, I know that I'm doing this. And I'm, you know, I was kind of nervous to, you know, reach out. And on my birthday, I reached out, and God blessed. And so it's not the end. It's the beginning of a beautiful relationship. The doors are all open always to you on the show, Unmasked and Identified. If you need support, if you're out there, will come to you if God says the same. And, you know, it's just, it's always good to fellowship with other women. You know, it's not about competition. It's about serving. And I may learn things from you, and you might learn things from me, but it's all about developing that relationship. So women, do not be scared to reach out to other women and to see if you can support. See if you can support, because God always say that he will make room for your gifts. And if you sit up there and you are not hating, because that's what women do sometimes. You cannot be envious of another woman. See the beauty
right.
in what she does for the kingdom of God, and see where you can add to that to help her. You know, and it's not always about, you know, getting finances out of somebody. If you use your talents in a godly way, God will bless you in his timing. And I just, I truly thank you for your time. And if you can lead us out with
no
prayer,
problem.
I would greatly appreciate that.
Sure thing. No problem. No problem. Awesome word. Awesome message. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you so much for all that you are to us. In our lives, God. Lord, we just ask, Father, that you would just touch every single woman that is on this call, that's even listening even afterwards, God. Father, help them, Lord, to know who they are. Help them, Lord, not to worry about what other people think or what society says or even social media and all these different things vying for our time, God, and our attention and trying to tell us who we are, God. But, Father, help these women, God, to be able to just love you, receive your love as well, but to know who they are and to begin to move forward in what you have called them to do, Lord. We know that your son is coming soon and that we have to be ready. Lord, we have to be wise women, wise virgins, Lord, being ready for your coming. And so, Lord, we just ask, Father, that you would just help each woman, God, to be equipped right now, that she, Lord God, will equip herself through your word. Lord, that she will allow that word to come alive in her life. And that, Lord God, you will have your way. She will allow you to have your way in her life, God. So we thank you. I thank you for Jerry, Lord, for using her as a willing vessel, Lord, to even be able to do this, to be able to reach out to women across this globe through this blog talk. Father, we thank you for the venue. We thank you, Lord, that you are using her for such a time as this. God, you're amazing. And we love you. And we thank you, Lord, for choosing us and using us in this season and for such a time as this. God, use us for your glory. We praise you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you. And once again, you can reach her all across social media at Courtney Richards and also Inside and Out with Courtney.org. Thanks for your time. God bless you. And I look forward to the next one.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You too,
and be blessed. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.